It all started in the garden, this blame game that we play. It can be traced back all the way to there. It's been handed down to us from generation to generation to generation, all the way back to our first parents, Adam and Eve. Yes, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. God, it was this woman that you gave to me. She made me do it. She made me take the bite from the forbidden fruit. It's her. No, it's your fault. Is it? Is it really? Well, it was the serpent. He tricked me. The devil made me do it. Did he? Did he really? Yeah. Did they not know that they were facing an all-knowing God? Didn't they fear God? Didn't they realize that he sees all? That he knows all? It didn't seem like it mattered to Adam and Eve. Or to their son who murdered his brother. Am I my brother's keeper? Well, yes. Yes, you are. But it didn't stop him from trying to shift the blame off of himself, something that he was taught by his parents. As I just pointed out, Adam first tried to blame God, then he blamed Eve. And Eve blamed the snake. Cain is looking to blame anyone but himself. And on it goes right down through history to you and to me. Just look at the miserable, beaten up world that we live in. Now point to your neighbor in the pew and say, it is your fault. I didn't do it, so it must be your fault. Wrong, Adam and Eve. It is your fault. We are to blame for the mess out there. Not only the mess out there, but the mess in here. The mess in our heart. The mess in our lives. And the sooner you admit it, the better we are. It's about this time that the devil comes along and starts pointing out where we have messed up, where we have fallen short. You may have thought that you were doing pretty well, but have you forgotten about yesterday? Or what happened on the way to church this morning? Then the devil begins to make a list. Those various unkept piles, the really smelly stuff, the dirty little secrets, all the desires and the coveting, the cravings, the addictions, the lies, you know, the usual list. We all know what he's talking about. We can't deny it. So who are you going to blame them on this time? Well, in the Old Testament times, the church would take all the sins of the people of Israel and place them on the head of a goat and then send the goat away into the desert to die. In Leviticus chapter 16, verse 21 and following, God tells Moses and the people that Aaron shall lay his hands on the head of a live goat and confess over it all the iniquities of the people of Israel and all their transgressions and all of their sins. And he shall put them on the head of a goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is at the readiness. And the goat shall bear all the iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness. God knew that in our sinfulness, we were going to play the blame game. So God, from before creation, set things up this way. God himself told Israel to do this. It seems so strange to be hearing God's instructions here. Are we really to put the blame on someone else, on an innocent animal, a little lamb or a goat? Are we to let it take the fall for us? Well, where do you think the word scapegoat came from? This was God's doing. You might be thinking, but what good will that do? I mean, thanks and all, but how can a little animal take the sins of one man, let alone the whole nation of Israel? And what about us now? Well, those are really good questions. The answer is that an animal really can't. That was only a temporary fix until God supplied a scapegoat who could actually take it all away. And that scapegoat was none other than God Himself. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus Christ, our Lord. It is Him who gets to take the blame, that we get to load our sins on, to send off, to die in our place. He is the one the Old Testament church was waiting for, what all the bloody sacrifices in the temple were all about. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus. And this is what the New Testament church is still all about, payment for sin. Someone must take the blame. Someone must pay. We do this today. Every Sunday, in fact. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, Jesus. But we must be very clear. We need to own up to our mistakes, our failures, our sins. We can't point our fingers at somebody else and say, they made me do it. We can't shake our fist at God and say, He made me this way. Each of us have sinned. Our sins alone. We need to confess, repent, fall on our knees, plead to God for His mercy. Everything that we have done and left undone is our fault. But even then, when we are forgiven, someone has to pay. It's called justice. And God is just. He is justice Himself. And because of this, justice has to be met. Or it would go against all of it. God cannot go against Himself. God is this way, and all that He has made is made to be this way. When somebody hurts you, you want justice, don't you? We can't help it. We were made to be this way also. So God said, blame me. Yes, blame Him as if He did all of that was wrong and nothing that was right. And know that this is not mere symbolism, not just empty words. He died for us. And it was finished. Words that we hear from the cross. This is for real. He did do it. He did die in our place. He did accept all sin as if it was His own. Yes, Jesus became our sin, became a scapegoat. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Only God could have done this. I mean, it takes big shoulders to carry even just a little amount of guilt. Things that we know all too well. But imagine all the sin of all time. This would have required the death of every human who ever was and whoever would live. Because all have sinned. Yet only God could have that much life in Him. To die for all. But He did. And so it is finished. Justice has been fulfilled. So yes, we are to take all of our sin, all of it, and place it on His head and send it with him into that bleak and desolate place to die, outside the city wall, to the cross of Calvary, and leave it there, to him, in him, on him, yours, yes, and mine, all of it. It remained with him and was buried with him in the tomb, fully paid, justice fully served, right there and then. That is why Jesus came, for no other reason than to be that Lamb of God, taking my sins and your sins, everyone's sins, to make them his, to take the blame. This is what God did for you and me. He gladly accepted the blame so we wouldn't be blamed. He gladly accepted the eternal consequences so we don't have to. He was willing to die so that we can live. So confess your sins. You no longer have to look for a scapegoat. Jesus came here willing to be that. No one is excluded. It's been accomplished. And so when the devil comes with his list, and he will come, just go right ahead. Tell him everything on that list is true. Yes, all of it. And remind him that there's probably even more on that list that he doesn't know about, because he's not God. You tell him that you are, in fact, a whole lot worse than he even knows. But Jesus knows. And he came for that very reason. And it's already taken care of. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Amen.